Good to be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men this is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses and or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel, Jesus gives the explanation to the event that happened yesterday, the Gospel we read yesterday, of the young man who came to him to ask, "What must I do?" So today was a private explanation to his disciples. And what was he saying practically? Anyone who idolizes anything, anyone who puts anything above God, anyone who arrogates power, wealth to himself in place of God, anyone who commits idolatry, so to say, is moving in the wrong direction. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. You know, that's like a door going into the city. You know, it's very difficult for a camel to pass through that eye of the needle. So if the camel can pass through it, or if it is difficult for a camel to pass through it, how much more anyone who places something that is not God in his life and worships it, worshiping of, you know, material things, so to say. It is very important, you know, for us to understand that Jesus does not condemn wealth. He's not condemning wealth. In fact, the antiphon to the gospel acclamation, or from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich, speaks volume. So he knows what riches is all about, and he's telling us, use that tainted thing to win yourself salvation. If you have been given this gift, use that gift, not just for yourself. Don't hoard it. Don't be selfish about it. I have seen riches. What you have seen, what you have, is nothing compared to what God will give you if you serve me, so to say. And just as he was explaining this, Peter stood up and said, "But we have given up everything. What are we going to get?" As to say, what is the benefit of following you then if it is not about material things? He was speaking of his own interest. How many times we work for God seeking the interest of our own individual interest. St. Thomas Aquinas will speak about the common good, the good of humanity, the good of everyone. What is God asking us to do? Today, we celebrate St. John Eudes. You know, some say John Eudes, some say some John Utes, however way you want to pronounce it. I know one church in this archdiocese is dedicated to St. John Ute. It's in Chatsworth. What about him? He was born in the early 1600, precisely 1601, and he lived 79 years, which means he died in 1680, right? I don't know mathematics. Now, what did he do after his ordination? He was so afire with the love of God. He was so in love with the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. He promoted it in France. He established the group that helps in the formation of priests. He wanted priests to be holy. So these people are called the Eudists. He also established the sister congregation known as the Sisters of the Good Shepherd. These are people who take care of the endangered women, prostitutes, people who are living, you know, a reckless life, trying to engineer them back to the heart of Jesus and the heart of Mary. This is who we celebrate today, the legacy he left for us, for the common good. He was always for the common good, not of his own selfish interest. May the Lord continue to help us to work for the common good and not just for our own selfish interest.